A little emotional, that's okay, because mom has, they have a special place in our hearts. And when we think about moms, we think about our mom and the relationship that people have with their moms. It gets us a little emotional. You know, moms make a difference. When I was 10 years old, I was standing in my kitchen. My older brother, my older sister were there, and my mom was standing kind of waiting for a phone call. And the phone rang, and my mom picked it up, and she was listening very intently on the phone, and then she hung it up and she turned to us and said, "That was the hospital, and your dad has just died." You see, my dad was in the hospital with lung cancer for quite some time and had taken a turn for the worse. It had gone into his brain. And when my dad passed away, my mom assumed the role of taking care of three kids, kind of ages 10 to 17. She didn't have a driver's license. She didn't know how to drive. She didn't have a job. She only had a 10th grade education, but somehow she kept our family together. She provided for us and raised all three of us with a lot of love. You see, moms make a difference. And so it's totally appropriate that this day, this Mother's Day, we honor you moms. This is a special message for you moms. The rest of us, we just get to listen in. But I want to speak directly to moms. I want to give you hope. I want to tell you how much God cares about you and how much God sees you and how God wants to give you great encouragement today. You know, when you look at the Bible, there were a lot of great moms. And if you were to ask, which mom really pleased the Lord? There were probably several that would qualify, but I think the mom that most qualifies is Mary herself. I mean, she raised Jesus, and then the Bible also says that Jesus had brothers and sisters. Two of them were James and Jude. James was the author of the book of James in the New Testament, and Jude is the author of the book of Jude. So here, Mary raised this family, and we know by the time Jesus was a young man that his father Joseph had passed away. So Mary was a single mom of a family, and it turned out that those children grew up to be men and women of God who served and blessed the Lord. So Mary was a mom who pleased the Lord. I want to take a look at her life. I want to try to find out what it looks like to be a mom who pleases the Lord. And we can look at Luke chapter 1 to see her story. The background is her cousin Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah have found out that they're going to have a child in their old age who turned out to be John the Baptist. And Mary goes to visit Elizabeth, and we see in the discussion between Elizabeth and Mary the first characteristic of the kind of mom that pleases the Lord. It's the kind of mom that others would say she's a woman of faith. The kind of mom that others would say she's a woman of faith. It says this in Luke chapter 1. Elizabeth gave a glad cry when she saw Mary, and she said, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed the Lord would do what he said." Did you notice what Elizabeth says? She says, "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he had said." Elizabeth observed in Mary that she believed God. Mary was a woman of faith. She trusted the Lord and trusted in the word of the Lord. And we know that faith is so important. It says in Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that seek him." God loves it when we respond with faith. God is pleased when we have faith. And Mary's faith was observable because Elizabeth was somehow able to see that Mary had a response of faith. When we live by faith, other people can see it. And Mary's faith was such that her cousin said, "You're blessed because you believed that God was going to do what he promised to do." Faith was a tangible characteristic of Mary's life. You know, I've had the privilege to work with, to serve alongside some great women of faith. And I was thinking about who's a woman of faith, a mom of faith? And someone came to my mind. In fact, there's someone that we know here at Crossline, and that's Lori Marshall. You know, Chuck and Lori Marshall helped us start Crossline Church. We were working together at Coast Hills Church. Lori was the director of women's ministry at Coast Hills. I was the teaching pastor and director of men's ministry. And God began to kind of put upon my heart the possibility of starting Crossline. And before I was even sure that's what God wanted to do, Lori gave me a call and said, I believe that you're supposed to start this church, and Chuck and I want to help you do it. They were part of the first eight couples that helped us start Crossline. And Lori was the women's director for Crossline Church. And she was part of our executive team for many, many years. Lori has raised three wonderful children, Chaz and Brad and Becca, who all love the Lord. And she's demonstrated faith throughout her life. In fact, Lori demonstrated supernatural faith when Chuck became sick and through his illness and in his passing. And Lori has demonstrated genuine faith in her grief over Chuck's loss. Lori continues to be a woman of faith, raising her adult children, and a woman of faith who is committed to serving Jesus. You see, God is pleased with faith. And God is pleased with moms who live by faith. God was pleased with Mary because when God showed up and he spoke to Mary and gave promises to her, Mary believed what God promised. Moms, God is pleased when you believe what the Lord promises to you. Here's a second characteristic in Mary's life that tells us that the kind of mom that pleases the Lord. It's the kind of mom that she herself says, I'm the Lord's servant. She says about herself, I'm the Lord's servant. In Luke 1, 37 and 38, it says, for the word of God will never fail. Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. See, the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary, and God spoke to Mary and said some amazing things that, you know, she was going to be the mother of the Messiah, the Son of God, and she was going to be the human instrument through which God would invade the human race and would become a human being. The announcement that God made to Mary totally rocked her expectations. I mean, the path of life that she had planned with her husband Joseph was going to take a whole new trajectory because God showed up and made some promises to her. And when God did, Mary's response was this, I'm the Lord's servant. May it be done to me as you have said. You see, when Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant, that was a statement of identity. That's who she saw herself to be. God is pleased with women who see their identity as servants of the Lord. When Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant, that's a statement of surrender. That meant Mary had personally surrendered her life to God. God was first place in her life, therefore he had the right to direct her life any way he wanted it to go. When moms surrender their lives to Jesus and they say, my life is yours, you can do whatever you want with it, that pleases the Lord. It pleases God when moms have an attitude that they're servants of the Lord. That statement, I'm the Lord's servant, it's also a statement of calling, because Mary understood that what God had promised to her was going to be a calling, a life of service. So when she said, I'm the Lord's servant, she said, I'm committed to this calling that you have for me, God. God is pleased with that. He's pleased when moms see their lives as servants of the Lord, and that the calling that they have for their life and for being moms, the calling that they have for being moms is to be servants of the Lord. Again, I've had the opportunity to serve alongside some awesome women, awesome moms. But when I think about a mom whose identity and surrender and calling is to be a servant of the Lord, I think of my own wife, Donna. It's kind of hilarious if you kind of know a little bit of our story, because we dated for 5 years. I worked with Campus Crusade for Christ in college ministry up at UCLA, and my wife Donna was a student at UCLA. And we dated for 5 years before we got married. And during that five-year time of our dating, we actually broke up twice. And it was always over the same issue. I was a poor missionary, and I mean a poor missionary. And Donna just wondered, was I going to be able to support a wife, support a family? And I had committed my life to serving Jesus for the rest of my life, and I wondered, was Donna really willing to be a servant of the Lord? That's what I'm joking and laughing about, because my wife surrendered her life to Jesus at an early age. She was raised in a strong Christian family and grew up as a servant of Christ. And then when we met in college, she continued to grow in her relationship with Jesus. And as we were engaged in preparing to be married, we committed our marriage to Christ and committed our family, raising children for Christ. My wife served as the women's director, the co-director of ministry with Campus Crusade at UC Santa Barbara. That's where we first served. We started the campus ministry there. I had just graduated from seminary, and I had been on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ for 7 years. I just received a master's degree in theology. We were serving at UC Santa Barbara for 1 year. After that year, we had about 100 students that had gotten involved in Bible studies and discipleship. And the funny thing is, about 30 of them were men and over 70 of them were women. In other words, my wife had a ministry twice as large as I did after our first year in serving Jesus together. My wife started a MOPS ministry when I first became a pastor in Thousand Oaks, and we had one little boy, our son Taylor, and there wasn't a ministry for mothers of preschoolers. She started that ministry, mothers of preschoolers. Then we moved to South Orange County. She was a teaching leader at Coast Hills Church, and then when we started Crossline Church, my wife has been the women's teaching director here at Crossline. She's authored several books. She speaks all over the country at women's events, and all the while raising three children who are now all young adults who all love Jesus. My wife sees herself, she has a calling to be a servant of the Lord. You know, it pleases God when women want to serve the Lord. It pleases God when moms want to serve the Lord, when they see themselves as the Lord's servant. Mary heard the voice of the Lord to her personally. It laid out the future that God had planned for her. And because she saw herself as God's servant, because she had surrendered herself to God's servant, because she knew her calling was God's servant, her response was, "I'm the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me as the Lord has said." Moms, it pleases God when you present yourself to God as a servant of the Lord. And here's a third characteristic in Mary's life of the kind of mom that pleases the Lord. It's the kind of mom that the Lord says, "The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you." In Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 28, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Through the angel Gabriel, God spoke to Mary. I mean, just think about that. Think about God speaking to you. Is that amazing? An angel appearing and God actually speaking to you. And God's word was a blessing to Mary. I can imagine that it must have frightened her. It must have given her a sense of awe at the sense of God's presence and God speaking through an angel. And so his words were words of comfort and words of blessing. God said, "You're favored and I'm with you." In other words, "You're blessed, Mary, and I am with you." When you think of this reality, it's actually true of every mom who knows Jesus. Every mom knows Jesus is blessed, and every mom who knows Jesus, God would say, "The Lord is with you," because that's what God says. Jesus says in Matthew 28, "I will never leave you, I will never forsake you." In Romans chapter 8, God says, "I'm for you." Moms, God sees you, God loves you, God is for you, God is with you. I mean, just take a moment and imagine kind of like Mary's experience. It's okay, you know, you're in the privacy of your own home probably watching this. So just kind of just close your eyes and just picture what it would be like if God showed up. Just, you know, Just kind of have your eyes closed. Just kind of imagine, use your holy imagination. What would it be like if an angel appeared to you and had a word from God for you? And the angel is standing there and he's speaking to you. I'm not sure all of what that angel might say, but I could say with confidence, if you know Jesus, he would say, "You're blessed. The Lord is with you." Just sit in that moment for a while. The Lord is with you. Moms, whatever you're facing in your family with your kids, whatever you're facing because of this coronavirus, whatever fear and anxiety you may have, the Lord is with you. Whatever questions you may have about your future, the Lord is with you. Whatever regrets you may have about your past, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. You are blessed. The Bible says that God is with us. God is before us. God is behind us. God is all around us. God is in us. And moms, God sees you and he knows you and he loves you. And the kind of mom that pleases the Lord is the kind of mom who has a relationship with Jesus, the kind of mom who's opened her heart up to God, the kind of mom who's God's child, the kind of mom who loves Jesus, the kind of mom who would receive the blessing of the Lord so that when the Lord said, "The Lord is with you," that kind of mom would just let that truth fill up her soul with joy and peace and hope. Mary was a mom who pleased the Lord. She pleased the Lord because she was a woman of faith. She pleased the Lord because she was the Lord's servant. She pleased the Lord because she received God's blessing and the Lord was with her. Let me just speak a word to those of us who have a mom, know a mom, maybe right now we're sitting next to a mom. God has a special place for moms. God loves moms. God wants to bless and use moms. So if you have a mom, if you know a mom, if you're sitting right now next to a mom, take some time to thank God for them. And even today, reach out to them and let them know how special they are to God and how special they are to you. To you moms, I want you to receive a blessing today. I want you to know how special you are to God. I want you just to be able to receive God's love for you. I want you to be able to feel the way Mary felt when the angel of the Lord spoke to her and said, "The Lord is with you." I want you to be able to feel as Mary felt when Elizabeth said, "You're a woman of faith, you're blessed of God." I want you to be able to feel God's blessing, moms. And so, if you would just as a posture, just kind of open up your palms like this, just kind of take your arms at your sides and just kind of reach them out like this and have them open. Just, it's okay, you can do that. Just kind of open up your hands like this. It's in a posture of receiving a blessing. And this is God's blessing to you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you. The Lord give you peace. Now, as we just continue in this moment of blessing, as this song comes on, just receive this song as a blessing to you.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, He is with you, in the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 He is for you. And give you peace.